We're just waiting on the Donegal captain, Niamh McLaughlin, to join us. She's got her hands full at the minute because she's got the Player of the Match award. She's also got the Ulster Trophy. Hey, Niamh, I'll not keep you too long. I'll give that to Niamh. And also as well, Kitty Hearn. Literally just after lifting the Ulster Trophy, so they are. Ladies, we're live on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Niamh, we'll go to you first of all. Player of the Match, Donegal captain. You were very excited lifting that trophy. It means a lot to do it again.
Look, I've never lifted that trophy before, but look, do you know what, Oisín, I have no words. I'm just so delighted, and I'm just delighted for the girls. I'm delighted for Donegal, and I'm delighted for the management and Maxi, and I'm just beyond words at the minute.
Yeah, there was a huge effort went into this, and a big plan as well, and a big part of that plan was your club mate, Niamh Higgerty, coming back, and Tanya Kennedy coming back, and the two of them were superb today.
Yeah, no, look, two brilliant additions, and girls that have been through the mill with us. Look, they've been representing Donegal. Tanya, obviously, not so much more recently, but all through the underage structures, and Niamh Higgerty's a Trojan, and she has been for years and years. But look, the girls that have been there as well the whole year, and the younger girls that came through, and the girls that have been there in the whole year are just as important today, and that's a team effort there today, a squad, that's 30 players and management and everything put into that today.
Yeah. I know you got the Player of the Match here today, but there was a young lady out there ran you very close for that award, wearing number 3 in her back. Abigail, it was brilliant.
Geez, do you know what, these individual awards are lovely to get, but any one of the girls could have had that today. Yeah. And Abigail was Player of the Match in the minors last week, and look, as I said, the she can have it now because she's our Player of the Match every day, and that's the way the girls play. They play like they're going to win. So
go enjoy the celebrations. Congratulations to Niamh McLaughlin. Kitty Hearn, we always speak to her after Ulster finals. We had a couple of dark days over the last few years, Kitty, but listen, you're back on top today. What's the feeling like?
Yeah, oh, it's definitely a different feeling to the last couple of years. It's just unreal. Like, I think over all the years, this is probably the sweetest one. Like, we've come from a pretty dark place in the last couple of months and through the league, and for those young girls who have stuck with us the whole time, like, it's just a massive day for them, and we are truly blessed.
Yeah, in that first half today, Kitty, Armagh didn't know what to do. They looked good after 10 minutes. Amy Mackin has scored 3 of their 4 points, but then you took control of the game. He's had 6 unanswered scores, and you probably should have been further ahead at the break against the one.
Yeah, I think we were just so composed. Like, you know, people have said we're a very inconsistent team, and rightly so, because there's days we can go out and nobody knows what they're going to get from us, but we had so much belief in ourselves today, and whereas so many other people didn't, and that's, I think, what really drove us on, that within our camp we knew that we could take them to the wire, and we knew if we stayed composed and kept our shape that we'd be right in at half time, and that's where we were. Yeah.
That shape in the second half was very, very good, because you were quite happy to let Armagh have the ball on the edge of the 45, because it was going to take something special, and with Amy Mackin having gone off, they really didn't have that quality to punish us anymore. So just about managing it outright.
Yeah, and it's all about communication in there too. Like, the girls were working so hard up and down the line there, that them middle eight, and every time you called on them, they're there again every time to push out, and we really just sat in that shape and sat in our shell, and that's what we wanted to do, and they really didn't get through at all, so we were happy and we were comfortable in that, and we thought we weren't going to concede a goal, so that was our biggest aim.
How many Ulster titles do you have now?
That's the fifth.
I'll be happy with that now. Is this one just as good as it?
This is probably better, to be honest. Yeah. It is probably better just going from where we've come from. Like, it is absolutely magic.
Yeah, because the last couple of years have been tough. Did you probably think at certain stages going, you know what, this might be me?
Yeah, and you know, it went through our heads a lot, and although we've had successful years and we've got to All-Ireland semi-finals, we haven't won any silverware, and for us to come from where we were in the league to lift the trophy today is just absolutely amazing.